But leading the news this morning, Victoria's new Premier Ted Baillieu will be holding a press conference later this morning to outline the priorities for his government. He'll be officially sworn in within days after John Brumby conceded defeat late yesterday. It's Victoria's first coalition government since Jeff Kennett was ousted 11 years ago. The ABC has obtained graphic new video of the Palm Island riots 6 years ago. It shows police recording their reaction to the violence. The fallout from the death in custody that sparked the riot is still continuing. Palm Island's mayor wants an independent panel to deal with the 6 Queensland police who are to be disciplined over the death of Cameron Doomadgee. South Korea's president is talking tough as a tense standoff continues on the Korean Peninsula. Lee Myung-bak has told his nation North Korea will pay a price if it tries to attack his country again. More Australians are turning up in emergency departments, but they're not waiting any longer for treatment. The Institute of Health and Welfare has found the number of people being treated in emergency departments increased by 4% last financial year. Slightly more people are also lining up for elective surgery. The marathon inquest into the death of Diane Brimble on a cruise ship 8 years ago will finally hand down its findings today. The inquest ran for 16 months before being terminated when 3 men were charged over her death. All 3 avoided jail after pleading guilty to lesser charges.